A thorough cleanup of coal strips, coal ash ponds could provide a major boost for the local economy, according to a new report. The Northern Plains Resource Council, a grassroots conservation and agriculture group in Montana, has released an analysis that finds using an extensive process of cleaning up the coal strip ponds would create an average of 218 jobs a year over the first 10 years. That's more than double plant owner and operator Talon Energy's proposal, estimated to sustain about 91 jobs a year. Northern Plains Board Chair Becky Mitchell says extensive cleanup also would help local ranchers.
Responsible coal ash cleanup creates hundreds of good-paying jobs for the local workforce over decades, and it ensures the local ranching community can rely on clean groundwater for their livelihoods.
The process studied in the report would remove coal ash from the pond and store it in a high and dry place away from the water table. Talon has proposed a cap-in-place method that would cover the ponds but leave coal ash inside. Northern Plains estimates the high and dry method would cost more than twice as much as cap-in-place over the next 5 decades. It also finds that the more thorough cleanup would bring in twice as much income to the coal strip community. Coal strip owners are legally and financially obligated to clean up the site. Mitchell notes that no one wants coal strip to become a Superfund site, and owners need to do what's right for the community.
This would be a way for them to stay in the community for a greater amount of time. The jobs that will be created with cleanup are professional, skilled, and non-skilled jobs, and there's a huge amount of skilled labor in coal strip.
A previous report from Northern Plains says ponds at coal strip, which cover roughly 800 acres, leak about 200 million gallons of contaminated water a year into the ground. The plant owners have to retire two of their four units by 2022. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.